You're listening to the best of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've been talking this morning with David Wheaton, who is a professional tennis player and is the author of the book, My Boy Ben. And David, before the break, we were talking all about the human-animal bond and essentially the feelings of grief that you went through when you lost him, and the good news part of the whole story, which is the finding of Gracie and bringing her into your life. But I guess I need to ask the question. When I think of most tennis players, I guess this isn't the kind of book that I think they're usually going to write. So tell me, what is it that motivated you to write this book?
Well, that is a good question. I think it's important to write out of compulsion, not because you think you should write about something, but more because you have to write about something. And you know, this, as we've been talking about today in the program, the bond, the experience, the journey with Ben made such a lasting impression on my life that I just felt compelled to write about it. And to be totally honest, if the book had never been published, what I had in mind was just simply writing this for something that our family could read. And that was kind of my perspective on it. And then as I wrote the book, I thought, well, of course, I'm going to try to find a publisher, or maybe I'll have to self-publish it or whatever. And I guess I would have never expected that the book would have been published by Tristan Publishing. They're based here in the Twin Cities in such a beautiful way, and that so many people would relate to it. But the thing is, I shouldn't have thought that, because, of course, people can relate because we love our dogs. And those relationships we have, that bond, that companionship we have with them, is a big part, a significant, a meaningful part of our lives. And so, you know, there's so many people listening today or this, that I run into, that have their own My Boy Ben stories with their own dogs. So that's really not the unusual part of this book, because I think everyone has their own dog of a lifetime stories. They could write their own book with their own journey with their own dog. And that's one of the reasons I wrote it, just to give people, readers, an enjoyable time reading a story, to read about the bond, some of the humorous things, you know, the behind the scenes on the tennis tour. You see a lot of relational dynamics in the book between me and my parents, and when I was single and contemplating marriage, and just things I think that a lot of people will relate to who are dog lovers. We'll see. Yeah, there are different details and elements of my story, but it's very relatable, I think, to other people's bond or love of their own dog.
Well, you certainly got the proof that it is common with other people, because I know last week you had a contest going on your website that was promoted in your appearance with Laura Ingram, where people got the chance to post their own version of my special dog and why they felt that their dog was so special. And I remember hearing you with Laura saying, I wish we wouldn't have made it a contest, because it was too hard to pick which one was the best one. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you're right. We did something on our website, the Dog of a Lifetime contest, where people could post a paragraph or two and then post a picture, upload a picture of their dog of a lifetime. And why was that their dog of a lifetime? And we still have it on our website. We're going to leave it up at davidwheaton.com, because the stories are just incredible. And you know, you hear about a dog coming into someone's life, maybe a rescue dog that had a terrible past, was abused, coming in and just bringing so much joy to someone's life, maybe someone who's been disabled. There's so many different stories that you can read there that reinforce to me just how powerful and impactful the relationship with our dogs can be. And that is one of the reasons I wrote the book, just to communicate that. That's something that we already kind of feel for those of us who have dogs. But there is one other reason I want to mention that why I wrote the book, is because the third part, the grace element of the book, it was, again, coming from a Christian standpoint, and I know not everyone will maybe agree with that or come from that standpoint, but from my personal experience in losing Ben, that the grace that I believe God showed me, the comfort and the strength, the perspective I was given, the hope, and then, of course, little Gracie, the circumstances of getting her during that most difficult time, it's something that I wanted to share with others so that they can maybe experience that same thing when they go through a difficult loss of their own dog.
Well, it's definitely a helpful contribution because, again, I do think that that is a common occurrence among most people, and it's something that they don't always know how to deal with. As Rick said, a lot of people I've heard have said just as he said, that mm-hmm. I can't go through this again. It's too much. And my argument is you won't ever be able to recreate the same experience with that dog, but you can have a great experience with a different dog that will have a unique quality all to itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very true. It's very true. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to replace. No dog can replace the memories and all the history we've laid down with the dog, but new ones can be made, and just a great new journey can begin, and the dogs provide that.
Now, somebody that's never had a dog, do you think they'll connect with this book in some way or another?
I think so. I think so because it goes back to the first point of the story of the book. You know, you're going to get a lot of sports, a lot of relationship, even outside the relationship with Ben, with my parents, with Brody. So there's a story there that I think it's not a teaching book. It's not a heavy book. Hopefully it's an enjoyable read. I think someone who doesn't even have a dog will be able just to be engaged in the story. And the other aspect is, you know, whether you lose a dog or you lose something else, it is the issue of love and loss. That's a universally shared human experience. And, you know, I hope that they get to the element of the book, the aspect of my book about grace, and really benefit from that aspect part of the book.
If you were to state in a sentence or two, help clarify, you bring up time and time again grace. Would you elaborate on that or give a more poignant perspective on grace?
Yeah, I would say grace from a Christian standpoint is often pictured in God sending his son to die in our place for our sins. You know, this great gift that we couldn't earn and we don't deserve, unmerited favor, that's how grace is usually thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. I believe that's true. But I think the element of grace that I bring out in my boy Ben has more to do with the sustaining power that God gives us to go through really difficult trials in life. And that's the grace I was referring to mostly in my boy Ben, that in our most difficult moments, there's a strength, there's an ability outside ourselves, there's a hope that's given because of the promises found in Scripture, there's help, there's healing, things that we don't have in and of ourselves that we need from the outside. And I believe God offers that to us. And so I guess that's what I'm referring to when I talk about grace in the story of love, loss, and grace.
And I would certainly assume as a professional tennis player, you know, certainly if there was a strength from within, you would have to have had it, you know. You can't become a professional tennis player and compete at the level that you competed with without having a strong sense of, you know, personal conviction, and yet, you know, here you are.
There's no question about that, and that's a very perceptive thing to say, because there were many times on the tennis tour that I became a Christian when I was 24, and after that time, there were many times where I felt like, you know, I just can't handle this. The pressure is just too much. You know, my opponent's too good. But there are times when I just felt an ability almost just beyond what I had to be able to endure. It didn't mean I won all the time. It wasn't just a matter of getting W's all the time. There are plenty of times I lost. But just to deal with the experience of life, the ups and downs, even to deal with the successes and having the right perspective, and not getting too big of an idea of who I am after some big wins, but also in the most difficult losses, being able to get back on my feet. There was something beyond my own strength, pulling me along, pushing me along during those difficult times.
Well, David, we want to thank you for your time this morning. I'm afraid we're out of time, but we've enjoyed hearing all about your book, My Boy Ben, and the website is davidwheaton.com, davidwheaton.com. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks to you and Rick for having me on the program today. All the best to you guys.
It was our pleasure. But we are just out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Joe Sanders, my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen, wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And all of you, please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.